In Letterboxd's 2025 Year in Review, the highest rated film of the year was an anime about a man who could turn himself into a chainsaw. This followed Megan Thee Stallion's 2024 hit, Otaku Hot Girl. In my opinion, if Megan Thee Stallion says watching anime is hot, clearly we have entered the global mainstream. This is Marcus Gunati, White's Fellow at Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn. Playing for 1 week only this month, Anime Week at Filmstreams is bringing three breathtaking movies to the big screen, showcasing the range of stories in this genre and how anime has influenced culture around the world. The first film in the series is Millennium Actress, directed by Satoshi Kon, whose work has heavily influenced the live-action films such as Inception and Black Swan. The film follows a documentary filmmaker who tracks down a legendary actress that mysteriously vanished at the height of her career. It's a timeless tale of passion that bends reality and delivers emotion in a way only Satoshi Kon could. If you're in the mood for a more comedic tone, you can't miss the experimental cult classic, Mind Game. This surreal film is famous for its use of varying visual styles. The main character is Nishi, a loser who lacks the courage for life or love, but after a run-in with the Yakuza is given a second chance. Weathering You, the third film in the series, tells the story of young love and loss. A high school freshman runs away from home, quickly facing a depressing reality, but then meets a girl who possesses a strange and wonderful ability, the power to stop the rain and clear the sky. Growing up in the Bay Area of California, I was lucky to have a strong Asian American community in my hometown and school. Still, I was hesitant to join my middle school's anime club. Anime fans had a reputation for being weirdly, intensely passionate about Japanese culture, and the genre was often written off. That is no longer the case. Whether you've been an anime fan for decades or have never given one a shot, you can't miss these stories that explore the boundaries of animation and storytelling. In a world where mainstream animated films too often rely on existing IP, why not explore something new? The three movies of Anime Week at Filmstreams are animation at its best, allowing us to explore the supernatural through the eyes of relatable everyday characters. Check one out, and I guarantee you'll ask yourself, what did I just watch, and where can I find more? Anime Week at Filmstreams will screen every day from April 24th to April 30th at Filmstreams' Ruth Sokolov Theater. For more information and tickets, at filmstreams.org. This has been Marcus Gunati for Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn on KVNO Arts Today.